Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In 2011, the Greek government implemented harsh austerity plans to try to keep that country's cash-strapped economy afloat. But the social cost of these policies is starting to become apparent. There have been reports that the traditional family and community safety nets used to help people going through a tough time are breaking down. One of the effects, a 25% increase in the number of homeless. From Athens, the BBC's Chloe Hajimathui reports.
The Sunday morning faithful crowd into a church in the centre of town to light their candles. The message in today's sermon is to pray for Greece's poor, whose numbers have increased so dramatically in the last few months. And the congregants don't have far to look. A few blocks away at a homeless shelter run by the charity Klimaka, the city's poor and downtrodden sit and play backgammon in a small courtyard.
From one minute to the other, I lost everything.
Until 2 months ago, Leo was an artist making a good living painting religious icons. But a run of bad luck left him without any savings. So when the economic crisis hit, he wasn't able to cope financially.
I didn't have any place to live. I live on the streets for 45 days. So I spend the nights on benches near churches. And after that, I came here.
The Klimaka shelter has been struggling to cope over the last few months with an increase in new arrivals of over 25%. The head of the programme, Adala Manu, says more and more of the homeless are like Leo, of working age and from middle-class backgrounds.
We talk about people that they have the ability to walk, and the only reason they are on the streets is the economical problems.
Here is where we gather, about three times daily. It's a courtyard with loads of trees and loads of tenements around it.
Lefteris Michailidis shows me around the garden outside the soup kitchen run by the City of Athens Foundation in the centre of town.
I would describe it as in emergency situations, like the ones you see in movies, where they all, like, it's a war coming and everybody comes to get the provisions, and it's very much like that. You know, everyone is run down and looking sad and depressed and everything.
Twice a day, along with hundreds of others, Lefteris waits in long lines that curve around the block for a free bowl of food.
I'm just someone who, for whatever reason, found himself without a roof over my head.
Soon after Lefteris was made redundant a few months ago, he found himself on the streets. At 37, with qualifications as a graphic designer, he was hoping to find work, but he says there's simply nothing out there.
They're not hiring, and even if they hire, the conditions they offer are like the worst an employee can get. For example, I had to work in my last job just for cash in hand without national insurance and without earning enough to support us in case that we need medical help, and the salaries are extremely low.
Lefteris is one of the lucky few to have found a space in a homeless shelter in the city. But with only a few hundred beds on offer, the increase in demand over the last few months is far outstripping availability.
We were not prepared to face this kind of situation. I think after the Second World War, historically, it's the first time that we'll see that a generation is going to live worse than the previous generation.
Dimitra Nusis is the director of the city's homeless foundation, where Lefteris is living.
I've never thought in my life that I would be obliged to count the slices of the bread in order to give just a little meal to people who really need it.
Out on the streets, workers from the Klimaka shelter take food and warm clothes to those spending the night outdoors. One of those they meet is 40-year-old Argyris, who's been living under a pile of blankets next to a metro station. I used to be a pretty good mechanic, he says, but now who would employ me in this state? Back at the shelter, Leo tries to look on the bright side.
There is hope in the future. When you reach the bottom, there is always the rising up again.
But with more austerity to look forward to in 2012, Greece may still have further to fall.
The BBC's Chloe Hajimathiou in Athens.